Here we are with lesson 88 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. This is Jerry Gaffney, and I'm here with my inestimable teacher, Tony O'Rourke.
Hello, listeners. Now, this week's tune is Scatter the Mud, and it's a tune that's sometimes played in E minor, but this version is in the more common A minor, Dorian mode. I've arranged this version for open A tuning, which is from the lowest string to the highest string, E, A, C sharp, E, A, E, but have included a version in the standard tuning for those who wish to stick with that standard tuning.
You're a big fan of the open A lately, Tony. Why is that?
Well, when you use a different tuning, whether it be open A or open D, or, you know, even on the banjo or the mandolin, which is tuned differently, it gives a different perspective on the tune. And late last year I was working on some songs, funnily enough, in which I was using the open A tuning to accompany those songs, and I just sort of thought, I wonder how this tune sounds in open A, and some of them sounded lovely. There was a lot of tunes that I played in open A that just didn't work out too well, but this was one of the ones that sounded really nice. And it's funny because I'll talk about this in a minute, but I play this in A minor, but the tuning is in A major tuning, so it would seem a contradiction, but I'll get around to that in a minute. Now, only two chords are needed to accompany this tune, the A minor and the G, and this is by no means unique for music in A Dorian. If you're playing in the E minor, the E Dorian mode, the two chords would be E minor and D. Now, in this tune, you could add an E minor chord instead of the G to the second half of bar 4 and the first half of bar 8 and the first half of the last bar of the tune, bar 16. If you haven't played an open A tuning before, this tune is probably as good as any to give it a try. Most of the notes occur on the top two strings, that is, the E and the A strings, the A string, normally the B string, with 10 notes occurring on the third string, which in this tuning is the E string, but it's normally the G string. Given that I'm using an open A major tuning, it might seem at first glance that playing a tune in A minor might bring a few problems with it. You only need to be aware of the fourth string, that is the C sharp string. It is this string that makes the tuning A major. If it was a C note, the tuning would be A minor. So if you want to play a full chord, a sort of a double-double stop, for want of a better word, you can do this by simply fretting the fourth string on the third fret and combine that with any of the open strings to give you either a full or partial A minor chord. I call this process negating the major. That is, turning the A major tuning into an A undefined, so that it could be either major or minor. In fact, the only notes not on the first and second strings are notes on the third string fretted at the third fret or open. This is all explained in the booklet, which you can get from irishguitarpod.com. And I've also included some open A chord shapes that you can experiment with. So I've got three recordings of the tune. The first recording is obviously the tune played at slow tempo. The second recording is the tune played in standard tuning. And the last recording is the tune played in the open A tuning.
Thanks, Tony, and see you next week.